To receive a hearing aid in the United States, patients must first get a referral from a professional, a practice that's been criticized for driving costs up and pricing patients out. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports, Indiana University audiologists have found hearing aids don't necessarily need a professional fitting to be deemed effective.
The study compares two different ways for people to use the same hearing aid. The first, referred to as audiology best practices, used a professional audiologist to fit the hearing aid, measure its effectiveness, and teach patients how to properly use it. This is the practice many professionals use today. The second, so-called over-the-counter system, let patients fit their hearing aid themselves. IU Speech and Hearing Sciences professor Larry Humes says both groups' hearing seem to improve about the same amount. Humes says that could have important implications for making hearing aids more accessible to the millions of people who need them but don't have the money to buy them.
Older adults that have hearing loss or think they have hearing loss had the jump to actually gain access to hearing aids.
Humes says he'd like to see hearing aid availability similar to reading glasses, meaning people could purchase them at drugstores for relatively cheap prices. And in fact, Congress is considering a bill that would let the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulate over-the-counter sales. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.